Today's way number 22 is being slow to anger. Anger is one of our most dangerous, counterproductive emotions. The rabbis say, the life of an angry person is not life. They say, anyone who gets angry, it is as if he's worshiping idols. Angry, abusive husbands or angry, abusive wives can make life unbearable and marriage impossible. Frustration is a quieter form of anger. When Rav Noach taught this way, he focused more on fighting frustration. While most people are aware of the dangers of anger and at least make some effort to control it, frustration and its negative effects are much less appreciated. To understand emotions, it's necessary to understand the perceptions that cause them. Anger results from the perception that something wrong has been done. That person is driving too slow. He should know better. My husband stayed late at work without telling me. He's so insensitive. My children don't appreciate that I am tired and stressed out today. That is so selfish of them. We can deal with anger by realizing that the wrong, if it was done, was excusable. Every driver has times when he or she isn't paying attention. You may even have driven too slowly yourself on occasion. Every husband has times when he forgets to call his wife. Sometimes the wife even forgets to call him. Kids are by nature disruptive and unfeeling. That is why God forced them to have parents. There are times when anger can be justified when you're facing a real evil. Be angry at anti-Semites, especially Jewish ones, who attack Israel and support boycotts. But because anger is such a powerful and dangerous emotion, the rabbis say you shouldn't be angry even in the majority of situations that justify anger. Fake anger with your children when they do something wrong, but don't get really angry. Frustration is also anger. It can be passive anger directed at someone else when you feel they are doing something wrong, but don't want to lash out at them. More often, it is anger directed at yourself. I'm not accomplishing what I should be accomplishing. I am stuck in a dead-end job and I am too afraid to get out of it. Or it can be directed at God or the world. Life is just too tough. I can't take doing this anymore. You can see the negative effect of frustration if you look at those things you wanted to do that you gave up on because you got frustrated. You started a diet and you gave up because progress was so slow. You started going to Minyan in the morning and hit a few tough days when you slept in and you gave up. You wanted to learn Hebrew, enrolled in a course, didn't do the homework, and quit. You wanted to spend more time with your kids, but you got frustrated with them when they weren't immediately responsive. In all these cases, you didn't stop because the goal was unrealistic, but it was difficult and progress wasn't immediate. In the short term, it was just too frustrating. The immediate results were not losing weight, not getting to Minyan, not knowing Hebrew, or not improving your relationship with your kids. But when you give up on something you decided to do, it causes something even worse. It creates a credibility gap in yourself. You don't believe you can make a decision to really change. How can you be motivated to make real changes on Yom Kippur this year when you didn't follow through on your decisions the previous Yom Kippur? So when you make a decision, decide you will carry through with it, even if it is difficult, even if it's more difficult than you thought. You'll gain credibility with yourself if you know you can live with what you decide. Since this isn't easy, don't do too many things at once. Make advances one step at a time. Commit yourself to going to a minyan for 1 month. After you've done that, commit yourself to take one extra step in learning. As you see you can do it, you will grow in confidence. Obviously, there'll be times when you make a decision to do something that's really beyond your abilities. But be clear that it is really too much for you before you stop it. In Path of the Just, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto sets down a principle. All easy ways need to be examined. Our body tries to avoid pain, so be careful of the rationalization that you are in over your head. The easiest frustrations to deal with are the ones involving actions, to spend more time learning, to learn Hebrew, to go to Minyan. The deeper frustrations in life involve the deeper aspects. How do I work out what am I really living for? How can I learn to really take joy in life? How can I really use my unique potential? How can I improve my marriage? With all these, the basic principle is not to give up making the effort. In Proverbs, it says, a righteous person falls 7 times and gets up. So even a righteous person falls down, but he doesn't give up. Although you need to fight frustration to achieve goals, frustration can also be lowered by positive thinking. Our frustration with how hard God sometimes seems to make life can be dealt with by thinking about the great reward we get from dealing with hardship. Our frustration with our own lack of progress can be dealt with by focusing on how much we have accomplished and how much good we already have in our lives. Our frustrations with other people can be countered by appreciating their virtues and that we love them and care about them. Rav Noach Weinberg named Eshet Torah the Fire of Torah based on a story in the Midrash about the great Rabbi Akiva and how he dealt with frustration. The Midrash says that Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old and unlearned. One day he saw a stone in a river that had a hole that had been hollowed out by the running water. He said, if water can make a hole in a stone, surely Torah, which is like fire, can get through to my heart. Rav Noach asked, What did Rabbi Akiva see about the stone that made such a deep impression? He answered, Rabbi Akiva wasn't someone who had never tried to learn Torah. He tried, but he didn't see it changing him, so he gave up. When he saw the stone, he realized each drop of water in the stone doesn't seem to have any effect, yet somehow the water makes a hole in the stone. Torah, if I keep with it, will certainly have an effect on my heart. May we all commit ourselves to being changed by the fire of Torah and not give up, even if we don't see immediate results.